Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to New Breed Film Reviews. We are on episode 91. My name is Dave, and Brian's on the podcast, of course.
What's up, guys?
This episode, we are going to do a full review with spoilers, but warning, on Hardcore Henry. Brian,
Hardcore Henry.
Hardcore Henry, and our favorite character, Cocaine Jimmy. that dude is wild. So I did a solo on it. It was just uploaded recently, and it was no spoiler. So this episode's gonna be, you're gonna have some new content, guys. Like, we're gonna talk about the movie in a group discussion, not to be redundant. So quickly, some specs on the movie. I know I covered this on the last episode, but 51% Rotten Tomatoes, 7.1 IMDb, 51% on Metacritic. It was directed by Ilya Naishuller and also written by him. Again, Charlton Copley's in it. He plays Jimmy. Danila Kozlovsky plays Akan. I believe that's how I pronounce his name.
They're like
Haley.
hard ass Russian names, you know?
Yeah, seriously. Haley Bennett, ooh, played Estelle. And Tim Roth makes an
Played like
appearance.
5 minutes.
Yeah, he had like 2 seconds in it. So what else you got on the movie, Brian?
So, what do you th I mean, just overall, we'll talk. Just, I went to the theaters. I got to go see it with me and John went. He's been on the podcast before. We talked about the Star Wars thing.
Oh, why
And
was he on?
huh?
Was he
I don't
busy?
know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, he's just like, hey, they're gonna come over for dinner, but he's like, hey, instead of going to dinner, you know, like we'll have the ladies hang out and we'll go see Hardcore Henry. We went to Stonington movie theaters and we were the only people. We went at like a 4 o'clock movie and it was like empty. So we could like sit in there and
Awesome.
we were like bullshitting back and forth while the movie was going. Like,
Awesome.
oh, did you see that guy's head just get blown up? You know, like it was pretty funny.
Dude.
So overall, like, I mean, the people are kind of tearing this movie apart, like saying like, oh, there's crappy plot points and it's just a video game that's a
Come
film.
on.
I know, but
Come
you
on.
got to walk into this movie just like I'm along for the ride. Like, this is just a fun action adventure. What kind of movie or what kind of movie or film that's out there that you can say like I'm in the eyes and I'm in the actual, you know, I'm in Arnold Schwarzenegger's head as he's going through an action movie. That's like the essence of this film. But people are saying it's too like video gamey and stuff like that, but I mean, you gotta appreciate it for what it was. I don't know about you, but I was like laughing, smiling. I was like, this is
Laughing,
awesome. Yeah, like
laughing,
I was like, this is
loved it.
just, you get into those action scenes and like they do the crazy stunts and you're just like ear to ear, 'cause you're like doing the stunts with them. Like you're jumping off the sides of buildings, jumping from car to car. Like it's craziness.
Dude,
So.
go ahead. I don't mean to cut you off.
No, I mean, go ahead. You can go on
It
that. I'll
was
talk specs. Like, I want to step back and talk about how it was actually filmed and
yeah.
done. You go ahead and say, like, your overall impression.
That would be awesome. Dude, I was gonna say it's awesome that you saw it in an empty theater because you probably had more of a like I Am Henry feel with nobody talking around you or like a big crowd.
Yeah.
Because when I went, excuse me, it was kind of empty as well, the theater. And I didn't do IMAX. I kind of wish I did. I went all out because it would have been like rated R virtual reality.
Dude,
But
imagine when this goes
3D.
VR, when people watch this on VR,
Oh my God, dude. Oh my
you're gonna
God.
get sick. You're gonna get sick from it.
Yeah, but I went into it and I flat out, I nerded out, man. I was prepared to be Henry. I was like, I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna give it a chance and I'm gonna pretend that I'm this character. I'm just gonna watch the movie and get into it. And I really enjoyed it. Like, I will buy it. I don't know about you,
Oh
but
yeah,
I
I'm
will
buying it
buy
too.
it.
I'm buying it flat
Dude,
out, and I want to see the special features. I think you got to see the special features on this movie.
it was fun, innovative, daring to me and bold that they took a chance and did a whole movie with GoPro cameras. Props to them. F the haters, dude. I'm sorry. Like, ooh, come on, man. We see the same crap every year. These guys tried something different. Like, it's refreshing to see something fun and bold. And I'm gonna shut up, but dude, this is like beyond rated R. Like, we're gonna get into
Yes,
that.
this is pretty intense. When we get into spoilers, we'll talk about some of the crazy shit that happened. This is not for the faint of heart because
No.
you're seeing it face to face. Like it almost feels like you're doing it, which I think is like that weird concept of like when this guy's Yeah, I'm not going to spoil anything, but when you physically do something to someone, you're like in the eyes of the person, so it's like you going running through the movie doing these things. So it's pretty crazy.
Cocaine Jimmy for president. dude, the trailer, I mean, not the trailer, the beginning credits establish this movie.
Oh, yeah. There's no way that within the first title sequence that you're not going to realize how violent it's going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, the knife through the neck, that was pretty intense.
Insane, dude. I was like, this is, like, really bad. Like I already knew what kind of movie it was going to be when the knife went in. And I was like, holy crap, this is the beginning credits. And you're seeing this slow motion. What kind of movie is this?
Is ridiculous.
Oh man,
what do you got? So I want to talk like a little bit of specs. I can't. What's the guy's name? How do you say his name?
Shalko,
the Russian name.
The bad guy.
No, the director.
Oh, the director. Aaliyah. Let's just call him Aaliyah.
All right, Aaliyah. Sorry if I'm saying your name wrong. You're probably not going to be listening to this podcast. But he's a first-time filmmaker. If you've seen his videos out there, which you probably wouldn't be able to see it right off the bat, but the biggest one that he did was for his own band, actually. I just looked it up. And I did a lot of reading and like a lot of research. That's why I can't wait till this comes out on to see what the behind the scenes are and how they filmed and how they did this whole thing. But he did two music videos, and they were all point of view shot music videos with GoPros. And the biggest one that he has is Biting Elbows. It's called Bad Motherfucker. And I posted it, I think, on the Facebook page if you guys want to check it out there. But it's got 33 million views, and there's an interview with the actual director, and he said he got a call the next day that gave him the deal to do Hardcore Henry. And he said he didn't even have a script written. He just told him that Hardcore was the name of the movie, and then he was just going to run with it. So both of these music videos are shot and with straight up GoPros, all point of view, the entire music video. So basically he proved himself like with these two music videos to be able to do it. So they kind of just threw it in there. I mean, to have a movie that's in the theaters right now that's shot with an average consumer camera that me and you can buy, that I have two GoPros, like I could walk out and shoot technically the same quality. Obviously, it's done up a lot better than what I would be able to do, but it's just crazy concept right nowadays, like that in the market, like this guy took just GoPros. Like there isn't fancy equipment. He didn't have a whole lot of lighting or audio or stuff like that. He just strapped a GoPro, two GoPros on this guy's forehead, and just had him run around.
And it looked like awesome.
Russia, yeah.
Yeah, it looked awesome. Obviously, they added effects here and there. But I was reading that it was minimal CGI. They actually try to do practical explosions and stunts. Like, those are real stuntmen jumping stuff.
Yeah, they said, so like, the way that they did it, I think there was 11 different stuntmen that played Hardcore Henry.
They all died.
No, they did an interview. So they did 90 days of stunts, and guess how much damage any of the stuntman take?
Nothing.
They got 5 stitches and 1 broken tooth out of 90 days of stunts.
Wow.
Back. That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Oh my God, dude, that's insane.
Just to think, we'll get into some of the crazy stuff that they did, but 5 stitches and not even a broken arm or anything like that. That's pretty impressive.
That's wild.
But the guy, so they did like 30 different customizable rigs, and it's pretty cool if you Google what the rigs look like. The rigs sit the GoPros almost in front of the guy's mouth, so it's not like over his eyes, so obviously you can see and move around. But there's 2 rigs, so one for the left eye, one for the right eye. They're GoPro Hero 3s, so they're even like the older, they're not even the high quality camera GoPro that you can buy now. It probably shot in 4K though, which is pretty cool. I guarantee you this is going to make a lot of money. It's called the Adventure Mask, and that's what they use for Hardcore Henry. I'm sure a ton of people are going to buy it. But they put it out there, man. They set this up, and they basically ran around the whole city. They said all of the stunts were all real, in your face. I mean, some of the stuff these guys do is crazy, and they didn't fake it. They didn't CGI it. They blew up cars, and they jumped from car to car, and they jumped off the side of buildings.
Insane. I mean,
yeah, it's just a fun ride, you know, and just the director being able to say, okay, and they started pre-production before they even had a script. So they started thinking the ideas of how we're going to do this. Like, how are we going to film this movie from a point of view, and how are we going to carry the story? Mm-hmm. You know, like they did like jump cuts. Anybody that's not familiar with what a jump cut is, jump cut is like when you're not cutting in the action. So like, say if you're shooting someone, when you're looking at them, like say you're having a conversation, but then you cut the conversation and you don't cut away. You just cut forward in the conversation. That's called a jump cut. because there's no action that's making the cut smooth. So they just embraced the jump cuts. They didn't give a crap about them. You know, like when it did that Cyborg kind of thing?
Yeah.
Like it jumped for him, and you know what? You didn't care. Like, that's like 101 filmmaking. You don't jump cut, but they just embraced it. They didn't give a crap.
They just went Rough Rider on that mode.
Right, right.
There was some parts, dude, where, like, the character looked down in, like, a skirmish. Like, things are going on. He looked down, and he was, like, in another location, like, a little forward.
Yeah.
I didn't mind. I was like, okay, like, I get it. You know, he was running for a little bit and he just sped up the story, you know? Like, if you're like in a building and then it's all of a sudden you're outside by a fountain and like he's busted through the door. Yeah. I saw that a couple of times where they made it chaotic to cut. And, you know.
You remember one of the cuts that you're talking about is like when he's chasing the guy. I'm not going to give spoilers right away because you can see this in the trailer. Mm-hmm. Remember he's chasing the first guy that he needs to get the replacement from in his heart.
Okay, dude with the black vest or something.
Yes, yeah. And remember they go over that big blue bridge where they're running off over the top of that bridge?
Yeah.
In an interview, they said that the director was driving in a van with the two stuntmen that played the character being chased in Hardcore Henry. Mm-hmm. And they told them that when they were little kids, they used to run up on that bridge. So the director pulled over on the side of the road and just had him run across the top of the bridge and shoot that scene. And that's it. They just cut it in the middle of the chase.
Oh, my God.
But that just shows you how they can, at a moment, they can change because this gives them so much flexibility to be able to do that, you know?
Dude, running on the beams of the bridge that look kind of thin, that was insane in itself. I'm watching a movie. I'm like, these guys really ran on this bridge and were jumping stuff. It's insane.
Right.
To back a little bit up to where you mentioned how this guy got his start, Aaliyah Nia Schiller, with music videos.
Yep.
It's funny because, I mean, I didn't read this anywhere, but I would have to think that Hardcore Henry's kind of inspired by, and I brought it up on the last episode, has to be a little bit inspired by the movie Doom, that little 5-minute sequence where Carl Urban goes into super mode. And that was a fun sequence to me. That was my favorite part of that movie. And we were talking about this before we started recording the song Prodigy, the band Prodigy, their song Smack My Bitch Up, like in the late 90s. That was a groundbreaking video that was like very similar to Hardcore Henry. It was violent, first person, and that shit made waves. And it's like, here we are with a movie years later that's the same kind of like concept. You know, how come that guy didn't get no contract? He's probably mad as hell right now.
Yeah, that's because it was before GoPros, you know, mm-hmm. And he's not Russian. So,
yeah. Oh, man.
But what'd you think? I mean, people keep crapping on the plot of the film.
They're wrong. They're wrong. To me,
it was fun. All right. So the plot wasn't, I understood the plot. The plot did the job, you know, like not giving anything away. You got a supervillain that wants to build an army, you know, so. And you got to save your wife. I mean, this is all within the tagline. Right. It did the job. You just got to go along on the ride, you know? And people are just like, well, there's so many holes and they don't explain a lot of things. And
come on,
that's why I got a 51%. But you're just like, dude, you're an action star for point of view for the whole movie for an hour and a half.
That's insane to me. That's like they were talking about plot holes of Batman versus Superman. Come on. It's a superhero movie. Like you can't nitpick everything, you know. It's not like it's like a crime movie where you have to have a really tight story for everything to make sense, you know, with like angles and twists. But it's a freaking action movie where dudes get their faces sliced off with a broken bottle. Like, come on, like what do you want, you know? They're out of their mind, dude. It was awesome, dude. We're recording. We're on record. Gil's going to listen to this. Is he out of his mind not seeing this in the theater?
He is.
He's cheating himself.
This is like one of those, you know, we'll tell you when it's a red box or when it's a streaming. This is a movie going experience movie.
100%.
Hands down. Mm-hmm.
100%. I told Gil that before even seeing it. I said, whether it's good or bad, I want to take the chance and see it in the theater. I don't want to kick myself later. Like, I missed.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I missed Training Day, dude, in the theater. Like, that's one that I will always kick myself. I never experienced that movie in the theater, and it would have been a little bit, you know, that much better. But this is like a movie you have to. It's like seeing Avatar. You have to see Avatar in a theater. You know, if you didn't see Avatar in a theater, you missed out.
I was just about to actually comment on, and you just brought it up right now. It's groundbreaking. Like, mm-hmm. this is the first point of view movie start to finish. It's almost, it might spin off a generation. I don't know if I'd constantly want to go see movies that were like this. I really probably wouldn't. It's fun.
It's a novelty.
It's a fun. It is. But this is the first. This is the first that did it, and first that did it semi-successfully. Right now, I looked it up. They had a $10 million budget. Opening weekend, they made $5 million. So all they got to do is make $5 million more, a little bit, a little bit more on top to make their money back and to pay everyone back. I can never Copley.
Sharlto Copley.
Sharlto Copley.
Yeah,
he's actually a producer of the film too, so he backed it financially.
Yeah, I read that, which was cool of him mm-hmm. because honestly, he could have got paid the $5 million for the whole movie. You know, the $10 million. I mean, he's pretty known. I mean, he's been in District 9, Elysium. I love that guy. Like, he came out of nowhere to me. He's like one of them actors that there's something about him. First saw him in District 9, and I'm like, I like this dude. And then I saw that his career kept going forward, and he's like in Chappie. He's in Elysium, and he seems to always do like these edgy sci-fi movies.
Indie sci-fi films, yep.
Yeah, he was also in this movie called Europa Report, I think. It's on Netflix. I think you may like that. It's a space movie, and mm-hmm. it has to do like with a virus that like makes people into kind of zombies and stuff. Like, it was okay. I like the guy, man. I'm a fan. I really like him. There's something about him that's quirky and cool. And
me too.
I've listened to him on podcasts and interviews. He seems so down to earth.
Yeah, he seems pretty chill. Like you said, like with this film, I watched an interview of it, and he's like, this is great. He's like, this is a film where nobody's done anything like this. He's like, I'm happy to just be a part of it. I'm happy to push it through. He said, this is one of the hardest acting he's ever done. We'll get into in spoilers why it is the hardest acting he's probably ever had to do. But it definitely is. I mean, he showed his acting range in this film.
Yeah, he's cool, man. I loved him as Kruger in Elysium. He was that's where he really impressed me, because he played such a nerd in District 9, and then he actually played a believable, menacing villain. Like, he was scary. That dude was like intimidating in Elysium. Yeah, boyky. With his like weird, he got like a weird voice.
He does. He's got that Australian accent.
Yeah, he's cool, man. Gil, man, get your ass to the theater, bro. Stop being stubborn.
Man.
Yeah.
Calling you out, Gil.
You're going to kick yourself later, bro. I'm telling you, this is not a Netflix movie. Unless if you sit like a foot from your big TV.
Right. Unless you've got an 80-inch TV at home, by all means.
Yeah. Yep. So what do you want to do, man? You want to get into it?
Yeah, you want to talk anything else, or you want to jump right into spoilers?
I'm going to grade it. I'll just grade it. For you people who didn't listen to the last episode, I give the movie a B+. Like, it's almost an A for me, because for A sounds insane. That sounds like it's like The Revenant or some deep crazy movie. But I grade movies based on what they are. Like, you know, it's not like The Revenant. It can't hold up.
That's why we reel.
That's it, man. Yeah, that's why, hey, we need reviewers like us. We need this podcast out there. It's a B+ for me for entertainment factor. I laughed. I had like, oh shit moments. It entertained me. It was worth the movie ticket. Gets a B+ for me, and I'm gonna own it. I'm waiting for it to come out.
I'm in the same boat with you. I'd probably give it like a B. B+ is good for you. I'm definitely gonna own it as soon as it comes out on DVD. This is one of those like have to have in my collections. And you can watch it a couple times in a row, because it's like, you miss things, and it's just a fun action over the top film. Super gory, so I wouldn't put it on around the faint heart, but I liked it.
I just want to say that a couple of things. Deadpool was so entertaining and awesome. I was like, this is going to sound crazy. I was equally as entertained with this as with Deadpool. I'm not saying that it was better than Deadpool, But in some ways, it was like, equal as far as like if I enjoyed it or not. Like I left the theater like that was fun. I liked that movie. And one other thing is that I didn't mind for you people like going to see it. If you can get over the initial, because the shaky first person is going to throw you off at first. It's a little
You had to get
choppy.
used to it for like, it took probably like a good half hour into the film, sorry to cut you off, but to for you to really get used to like the fact that you're just moving around constantly.
Yeah. For
Towards
me,
the
it
end, you don't
was
give a crap.
no, you get used to it. It's like your eyes catch up to the speed of it. But it took me about 10, 15 minutes. And at first I was like, oh man, this might be tough. Like, 'cause it was very erratic, shaky cam at times. But and then I think they did a good job with when something important was supposed to happen, they slowed it down. Like when you saw a
Yeah,
person
and they
get
didn't
killed.
move.
Yeah, they stopped it for a second where you see the kill real good and then it goes back to chaos.
Or
So
even when he was conversating back and forth with Jimmy, they would actually hold the camera so you'd get like a break in the fact of like the camera constantly moving, you know?
They used I don't know what kind of lens they used, but it was like a video game lens. I felt like I was watching like when you're playing a first person game like Call of Duty and they have like cinematics where you talk to characters. When he was talking to Jimmy at times, it felt like a video game because like you follow the guy around and you walk with him and then he turns around and talks to you and it's like a weird like lens look to it where like their heads are a little bigger, like closer, and the body's like away. They
Well,
did
yeah,
a
because
great job.
there's no depth perception on the GoPro, no depth perception at
Yeah.
all, or no depth of field. That's what I mean.
Oh, that's right. There was no lens. It was the GoPro, so it has that cool like look to it.
Yeah,
So.
that's it, flat out. They just had to throw the GoPro rig on, man. They did some audio on the side and just ran with it.
Anything else, dude, before we
Let's
get
get into
into it a
some
little bit?
spoilers. Let's talk the movie.
All right, man. So for you people listening, fair warning, we're gonna get into spoilers right now. We're gonna ruin it for you if you haven't seen it. So thanks for listening, and for you guys that want to stick around, so here we go. Dude, what was your favorite sequence like in the movie that you were like, whoa?
Dude, there's too much. There's too many of them. I mean, I don't know if maybe we should. I'm gonna just start right at the end. The end was crazy ridiculousness.
Over the top.
Like, yeah, there was like 50 or 100 robot guys coming at him. It was almost like you felt like you were in like Call of Duty, like Nazi zombies, and they just
Yeah.
started coming in at you.
And
Dude,
they
he
were
was like,
grunting, dude, like, and they get like beat up, like it was crazy,
dude.
man.
They're all in white, and he's like slowly covering them all in blood, and he's getting covered in blood. Dude, and how about like you thought he's done for, and then he takes the adrenaline, and then he sticks the
Oh.
adrenaline in his legs, and
Yep.
then they play the Queen song
Yep.
from Shaun of the Dead. You remember that from Shaun of the Dead, how they use that theme song? But they put that theme song in there, and dude, he gets up and he starts whooping ass. And
Destroying them.
yeah, dude, that was crazy. You're like, holy shit. And that was like
Yeah.
nonstop. You grab the gun, hit this guy out the window, climb up here. That was probably the coolest concept. I mean,
How
there's some
about
other fun stuff, but
when they all fell, dude, like in slow motion, like kind of when he did the adrenaline, it was like during that part and like they all fell like with the scaffolding and there was like electricity
dude, how
and
about he ran up the floating people to kick the
oh
guy?
my God, dude, that was insane. Yeah, that was insane. How about when the first robot guy fought him that came out, the big burly dude, and he was like whooping his ass at first, slamming him around, and then the other guys are trying to break in through the glass, and it was like a zombie movie almost. You're like, oh shit, this guy's got to get out of here, and it gave me like anxiety a little bit. It was
It
like
was.
this
I like how he like
creepy.
powered up. Like he like killed the guy and then ripped his chest open and then like popped the new machine in him and he's like, power up.
Gory,
It was like
gory.
a power up upgrade.
Dude, like when he like looked down and you see his own chest ripping open, the movie was like insanely gory. It was insane. It was freaking insane.
Dude, how
But
about
I
when he takes
agree.
his eyeball out and wraps
Oh.
his eyeball around the guy's head and pulls the guy's head off?
Crazy, dude. Which to me was a minor plot hole because to me he got lucky getting close enough to that guy. Because he couldn't do shit to him, dude. Like, the guy would constantly just keep him away with his telepathy or whatever you want to
call it.
Telekinesis. So how did he get, like, I remember he wrapped barbed wire on his hand, and then.
And then I think he was punching the guy he punched him in the head. So maybe he like, threw his.
How did he get to him, though? He was distracted with the chick, right? Like, making out or something?
Yeah,
because
he ran up. This is like when he was down on the ground and, you know, he had that flashback to tell him to get up. He was getting in the helicopter, so he jumped up real quick. The guy didn't notice him, and he punched him in the head with the barbed wire. Must have, like, threw him off, yeah, to get him close enough.
Yeah, and once he got close enough, he was on him like flies on shit, dude. He didn't let him get distance to use his power, so he kept grabbing his arm and punching him.
Yep.
And then I didn't notice it was his eye because, like, earlier in the movie, they established that his vision gets messed up when you take the eye out, and you see it's two frame, like, different. It was like a split screen. Weird. Yeah. And then, like, they were fighting, and I just thought he got messed up. And then when I saw, I don't even know, wiring or, like, veins or art. I don't even know what it was, a part of his eye wrapping around his head. And then he just, like, ripped the top of his head off, dude. I was like, that's hardcore. Like, he ripped his – he used his own eyeball to rip another dude's head off. I mean, just listen to that. Like, if you're reading that script, what do you think? You're like, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
It was
wild. What about you? What was your favorite scene?
My favorite scene? Dude, I got a lot of them. Okay.
Well, I'm going to ask you what your favorite Jimmy was. So, I don't know if it's the same – yeah, that's definitely my favorite one.
Cocaine Jimmy. He was awesome. And I did like kind of the World War II guy at the end with the old school.
He was funny. He had a lot of like comedian lines. Like,
dude, he was gangster. He got lit on fire and kept shooting. His legs were on fire. And he's just like, he's like, come on this way. Like shooting the Uzis. And dude, they were a good team though.
Yeah. How many Jimmys were there? I was trying to count and I lost count.
Oh my God, dude.
Was it like?
Had to have been maybe like. Seven to ten. It was like a lot of them.
They killed like four Jimmys within like the first half hour.
Dude, I thought they were like clones or something.
Oh, well, I was going to bring this up. So anybody that hasn't checked this out or watches Courier Digital, they have a YouTube channel and they do short films online. They have this show that they did. It's a mini web series. It's called Sync. And it's the same concept as this movie with Jimmy. So it's kind of crazy. I wonder if they stole it because this is like 3 years old. So the guy can jump his different cloned bodies by signing out of the body he's in and signing into the next body he's in. So if check it out, it's called Sync. It's by Courier Digital. It's a web series on YouTube. But it's the same concept.
Brian just got them sued. He just ended the Hardcore Henry company right now.
Right.
Now I'm sure whatever legal loopholes or whatever, but I thought that was cool, dude. I thought that was a cool ability. Yeah, like
they killed him in Jimmy the first like, 5 minutes. You know, like when he gets in the car, he's like the guy in the white shirt, and he picks him up when he falls off the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So like they kill him, and I'm just like,
they got shot in the head, right?
How are you gonna get rid of him this fast? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know he wasn't done, but it was definitely kind of odd. And, dude, he took a nasty bullet to the back of the head. It was, like, out of nowhere. He just heard, like, a noise, and, like, his brains were, like, out of his head on the windshield. And I'm like, oh, my God. Cocaine Jimmy was the funniest, dude, because he was,
He kept snorting the coke.
God, dude. He's like
running around a leopard speedo. Doesn't give a shit.
Nope. He was like, I don't know if you know this, the old singer Tom Jones, kind of with the curly fro. She's a lady. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That guy. So he was like a Scarface meets Tom Jones because he was snorting all that coke. And, oh my God, dude, when he was going to do the operation, I thought he was going to do it. He goes, okay. I'm not in any shape to do this. Hold on. And then he's like, I'm sorry. And he like goes. And then this is where I was getting confused because another version of him came. I'm like, what the freak is this?
Yeah.
Like, what is going on? And then Cocaine Jimmy comes out later when they're storming the place and he snorts, dude, like a pound of cocaine.
Yeah, and he grabs the gun and jumps over the bar.
Yeah. That was a cool part.
For that bartender. Remember that bartender? He stood up and he said, "I'm not with those guys." And then they lit him up with.
Oh, I don't even remember, dude. I just remember Cocaine Jimmy standing there in Speedos like a boss, like mowing dudes down, like standing on the bar, coked up.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was a cool part. I really loved the two Russian assassin chicks. They were badass, dude.
Yeah, they were.
They were hot too.
And they could have like brought them in. I felt like they were underutilized. Like they could have kind of came along in the process.
Yeah. Yeah,
like they kind of came in and then like they just like went out of the story real fast. Yeah.
One died for sure. The other one was on a bike with Hardcore Henry. He was riding on the back with her.
Yeah, that's when he like the van. Remember, he threw the grenade down in the van and he blew up and he flew forward onto the bike.
Yeah. But they got hit from behind and you heard her kind of yelp, but you didn't see her die. Cause like when he got hit from behind, I think he like landed on a vehicle. Cause remember, like they did like a provocative shot. He reached down in front like her crotch and then busted out a gun. Cause I was wondering, what's he doing? Like hopping the field, and he's like, whoosh, bam, bam, bam. And he started shooting. But in that sequence, dude, I love the minigun scene.
Dude, that was
gangster.
Talk
dude.
About like amping you up, man. He just like pulls that off and he's like, yeah.
Dude, it was insane and it was so destructive. Like it's like and then like they drove by like a van and dude he like wiped them out. Like the guys in the cab like destroyed them and then if I recall he jumped inside the back of a van with a minigun and I think he lost it at that point, but he's like spraying dudes down.
Yeah.
That was a part that stood out to me.
Crazy over the top fun, man.
Okay, let me ask you this. Were you thrown off guard? This shit threw me off guard, and I was, like, weirded out. When they were in the bus, and Jimmy goes, "That's a nice jacket. Like, I want that jacket." And, dude, I didn't know what was going on. I thought it was an innocent remark. And then you see this dude, like, with a crystal suit jacket walking like a robot. I'm like, what the F is this? And then he blowtorches Jimmy, and I'm like, holy shit, that dude's a creepy flamethrower guy.
That was a great introduction. Like,
yeah.
Look at this. He's like, look at this fucking retard. Yeah. I don't want to get a coat like, hey. He's like, hey, where'd you get a coat like that? And then he just gets flamed. That part caught me off guard. It really did.
It was well done. And it was kind of creepy, dude, because the guy looks so weird. You see him like kind of like walking all like lumbering. And then it didn't register him. Like he got like a crystal jacket. He just like odd looking, and he starts, dude, he busted out the torch out of nowhere and just started spraying Jimmy, killed him, and he was that was a cool part, man.
That was, they had a lot of comedy though. They had a lot of funny stuff,
a lot of comedy.
The Vietnam guy or the hippie guy, he had a lot of like funny lines.
He was cool. That dude was like gangster too. Like he was very cool, smoking freaking weed like pot. And didn't he? There was a funny scene where he was interrogating that one poor guy.
Yeah.
And I forgot how he was wording it, but he was like, "This or this," and he had like the joint and he had the gun.
I think it's peace or pride. He said the gun is pride
or ego or something.
Yes, there you go.
I think it was ego. And he goes, "That's fucking ego." He's like, "That's fucking ego, mate." And then he went, pow, pow, shot his kneecaps, and the poor guy, like, it was probably the worst moan I've ever heard. He was like, ooh, like, he was in so much pain. I felt so bad for him. Yeah. And he took the joint.
Yeah.
And confessed.
That hotel was pretty sick. Like, the, like, abandoned hotel that they filmed in.
Oh, when, yeah.
Where his lab was.
With the levels?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. Dude, let me ask you this. Did you think they were like done for when they were surrounded at the bottom of the concrete structure or hotel? When Jimmy had the avatar had the handicapped Jimmy like in a chair and all these guys came out of nowhere. Yeah. And then Jimmy said something like, I don't know, like we gotta get going. He was like, it's over.
He said, okay. He's like, do you wanna see my lab? And he's like, okay, it's right up there. Yeah. And then he's like, run. And he runs out.
That was smart though, dude.
Yeah.
Cause I was thinking, how are they going to get out of this? And he had like bombs in place. And that was a good point in the script. I was like, okay, I could believe that. He detonated, a bunch of rocks fell, dust, bottom time.
Yeah.
But I thought they were done for, man. How about, okay, for me, when I was watching a movie, what really put me into it was the first 20 minutes when he dropped in that pod. That was
Yes.
intense to me.
That was.
I was like, this was done cool. Like I felt like I was in the pod. You know, it was,
That
you
was
see the
pretty cool.
sky and it was just coming down. Oh, dude, and I'm sorry for the people shitting on the script. I'm sorry. It surprised me many times. I didn't know they were in a freaking airship. They were like in a freaking giant plane.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Like when he went to go out the exit and he like almost fell, I was like, whoa, what's going on here? They're like in a lab flying around, like in the
Yeah.
sky.
I think a lot of people have trouble. There was no limits. And I think that they were just mad that they were in a world where there was no limitations or anything like that. But, all right, so you got this bad guy who wants to build a bunch of hardcore Henrys to build his own army to take over the world. Okay, summed up. Great script.
It, dude, it was like you said, it got excuse me, it got the job done. It's a dude that's like part robot, that's how he can take a bunch of damage. That's explained. Okay,
Yep.
I'm good with that. The typical, you know, villain story, this guy's trying to take over the world with an army of like baddies. Okay, like it's not bad. I mean, it's, we've seen it a lot of times, you know, run of the mill story. And you know, it's not the Revenant. This isn't Titanic. Like, it's hardcore
Your
Henry.
expectations are supposed to be low, you know? Although, I was reading, you remember the first chase scene where he's chasing the guy down to try to get the piece to put in his chest, to like upgrade his chest. It was like the first mission that Jimmy ever gave him.
Dude.
You remember when he's sliding down the stairwell and he tags that girl? Like he's
Yes.
sliding, that was not supposed to
Ryu?
happen. It was an extra.
Oh man, she got jacked up if I remember. He like
Yep.
bumped into her, right?
Yeah, he like slammed her down. Like he like fell into her and slammed her down on the escalator. And they said that she got up and said, "Did you get the shot?" So they kept
That's
it.
cool. That's
Yep.
cool. Like the time I almost got stabbed by Sal.
Right. Yeah, we kept that shot.
Oh man. If I already got stabbed, we would have kept that. That would have been great. Great
Yeah, you wouldn't
special
have been
effects.
bleeding out on film. You wouldn't have won the fight though at that
No,
point.
no. Yeah,
So.
that was a blood packet. Yeah. That was a spring knife. But damn, what was
Or
I gonna
wanted to
say?
comment on him as an actor in the film. He took on so many different roles, and that's what
Impressive.
really stretched him. Yeah, the range is, he played just the gigantic range, nerdy guy, old crippled guy. He played the old World War II guy. He played Cocaine Jimmy.
Yeah.
You're coining
Cocaine
that
Jimmy.
name. Yeah, and then
Hippie dude.
yeah, he played the hippie guy. He played it that good.
The
He
scientist was great. He did a great lab guy, you know, in the
the
wheelchair.
ghillie suit guy, the sniper guy. He had like a cool kind of. I loved when he was just like when he's on top of the roof. Remember he said, "Don't get me wrong with that whole musical thing. You know, people usually sign with musicals think they're gay. I ain't gay." Or he said
I
something
didn't,
along those lines.
oh, I don't remember that part, dude. I
Yeah.
remember him jumping off of a ledge and saying, damn, how could he not break his legs? Like, I don't know if his avatars had like were enhanced at all, but they took a lot of
Probably.
damage.
They did.
Dude, back to the first guy that he had to get the charging unit from. Like,
Yeah.
dude, that guy's head got blown off and it was like funny looking.
Dude, like in Pete, all there was the guy's jaw was left.
Jaw, his neck, and then it was intense when Henry was trying to drag his body, because the you see, you already saw what the gunfire would do to a head, and he's getting shot
Yes.
at still, and it was like, whoa, like dude, you need to get out of there. And he's
Yeah.
like dragging the body and these bullets are flying past him. It was intense, man.
Did you see the little dog that was like dragging the owner's arm across the
Yes.
yeah.
Yep. I remember that part. I'm trying to think of the deaths, dude. Like, what were the worst deaths? I mean, I think we just dropped one. The guy had his head blown off.
Yeah, the guy got his head pulled off
by
that
the
one. Dude,
eyeball.
how about the cop that he squished his balls?
Oh, man, hold up. I remember that part. No, he grabbed him, like straight up
Yes,
grabbed
and
him and crushed him in his hand.
Yeah, and blood came out of him. It was with his robot hand. It wasn't with his
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. That was another part that I was like, oh my God, what the freak? There was so much violence, man. It's kind of a blur. I'm trying to think of other deaths. Like, one of the robot guys got like his head bashed in against a wall. Henry just
Yeah.
kept repeatedly like hitting him with like a cinder block. It was insane. Oh, one robot guy, dude, how many arms did he break? He broke like a ton of dudes' like limbs
He did.
brutally. And there was one guy that tried to grab him between grating, and he grabbed both his arms and like pulled him into the grating or the fence.
Yeah.
And I believe he must have ripped him in two. Like something happened. Like he died gruesomely. I don't remember, but he was like pulling him through the gate, and then like it was like, and it like just like split or broke in half.
Dude, there was one. Why can't I think it? There's one besides the ones that we've been talking about that was really bad.
Their grunts cracked me up too, dude. They were like stupid video game villains, like ooh, oh,
Yeah,
ooh,
yeah.
like just getting killed, cannon fodder.
I dude, I don't. Yeah, I don't even remember. There was one of them that like somebody got ripped in half, and it was like, damn, I can't remember
Yeah.
what part it was. There were so many. I
It
wonder how
was,
many deaths there were.
oh my God, dude, it was bad. It was bad. It was, to me, it was unrated. Like, I don't understand how it was a rated R.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Like, it was beyond R to me. I
No
told Gil.
sex. No sex. Minimum swearing. I think they got away with a lot of violence, but they had like, titties in there, but they had no sex and they really didn't swear a lot. So maybe that gave them like an upper hand.
I told Gil. I said, dude, this is hands down probably top three most violent movie I've ever seen in my life. And like, I watch a lot of rated R, a lot of violent films, and it's like top three for me. It's one of the most violent. How about you, Bri?
Yeah, I would say it's right up on the top of one of the most violent I've ever seen.
Yeah, absolutely insane, man.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else? Any standouts for the film or?
No, just like, I mean, like, I completely appreciate the fact that they took this YouTube video or YouTube music video and they said, okay, let's make a feature. And then they came up with a crazy way to film the whole entire thing in consumer grade cameras and did a fun over the top action film. Like, it makes you think like we're aspiring, actors, directors,
Writers.
filmmakers in general, and it can be done. And just like we talked about before, Saw was a mini short series. District 9 was a mini short on YouTube. The guy who did Cloverfield Lane, 10 Cloverfield Road or whatever is Lane, 10
Lane.
Cloverfield Lane right now did a short Portal. Like you can make it if you have an idea that makes it out there, and they shot it with $300 cameras from Best Buy, two $300 cameras from Best Buy. I mean, they probably had 10,000 of them, and they spent $10 million on the budget for the film, but they shot it with cameras that you can go to down to Best Buy and buy right now, and it looked great. So it's great, a great film. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, speaking of that, like the Newbery team, we got some stuff simmering and on the back burner. We got some aspirations for some big projects, and we talked about we just have to, bring it to fruition and really
Yes.
get the ball going. But we got one concept that's really we think it's a winner. It's really fun, and we're gonna keep you guys informed. I don't know if you want to bleed this into the review podcast, but
Yeah,
we're talking
definitely.
about doing like a Kickstarter and getting like a solid, 10 minute teaser in for the concept. And it's like our gem, man. And
Hopefully, yeah, hopefully it'll produce a web series from it, 'cause we the storyline is set in place to be a fun comedy gory storyline, horror mixed in as well, but it can continuously go. It's nonstop. I mean, like you could go eight seasons of webisodes if you really wanted to keep going with this. We would just
Netflix
love to get it out
series.
there. We would just love to get it out there so that and to get a good running behind it. It's really got a cool idea. It's a cool concept. And obviously we're not going to tell you guys, no offense, until we do the promotional video.
Right,
But we
right.
have other short films that are also in the works, and it's just kind of we are in dynamically different geological locations, if that makes sense.
Right. For the time being.
Yes.
For the time being. But, yeah, we'll keep you guys informed and, you know, so you guys can see what stuff we're working on. And if you want to be a part of it and, you know, help us get this stuff done, you know, we'll provide some links. And so that's some exciting stuff in the future. But Definitely. Anyway, back to, Hardcore Henry. You got anything else, dude, or?
No, I think we can wrap it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was a fun episode on a fun movie, and I guess that'll wrap up episode 91. Thank you guys for listening and subscribing for the plays. Hit us up on our Facebook, right, Bri? We update our Facebook regularly.
And we're constantly, you know, giving web updates. And like if right now, if you wanted to check it out, there's a behind-the-scenes video on Hardcore Henry. I posted up today. Dave is more of a blogger, and he loves posting funny photos on there all the time. But he'll give you the rundown in writing usually quickly at a movie, and he usually posts it as soon as he's done seeing the movie. Mm-hmm. And we're constantly, I think our response rate is like a half hour on New Breed Films, because it's me or you that's going to respond. And we want to support the Indie Film Network as well. So we've already done a review on kind of like a Kickstarter film. If you guys have a short film that you want us to show, if you guys have anything out there that's kind of cool like this, Hardcore Henry, we would love to support you guys and kind of shoot it out there. You know, we want to make sure that we lift up all the filmmakers like we are.
Right.
So yeah, you can hit us up on Facebook, or you can hit us up on our email at newbreedfilmreviews2014@gmail.com.
And we appreciate
you guys listening, and appreciate you guys subscribing to us and anybody that's out there, and we appreciate all the feedback we get.
Absolutely, yep. And on Facebook, it's New Breed Film Reviews, if you want to hunt us down that way. And like Brian said, with the whole short film, amateur film scene, man, like I had fun reviewing Trap Magic. Like that was cool. And yeah, guys, by all means, contact us. And if you got like some projects and work out there and you want us to check it out, we'll get on here and we'll just bash your shit. No, we won't do that. We'll give honest feedback, but we won't do that. Yes. That's real fiends.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that kind of podcast. That's all I got, man.
All right, that's it for me too, man.
All right.
You guys have a good night. Thanks for listening.
Later.